It's a Friday night at Dickinson College. What do you and most of your fellow students plan on doing this weekend? Let me guess. You're either bored in your dorm room or helping our college campus live up to its nickname, Drinkinson. But does it have to be this way? Sure, our school does put in some effort to meet our weekend entertainment needs, but they do a fairly mediocre job. Do we really want to go to a drunken grindfest? The blacklight felt like a high school dance, but now it's even more awkward because we are supposedly adults. But how can we expect students to act like adults when we are being treated the same way as we were in high school? The even greater problem is that instead of giving students somewhere to go, which may be intellectually stimulating, encourage socialization, or be genuinely entertaining, our college is supplying students with a reason to pregame. Where are the more mature entertainment options? I'm not looking to eat wings or play poker, and from what I've heard, neither was anyone else based on the lack of attendance. What events would students be interested in? Live music. This is what our area is lacking most. Not only are the large concert venues too far to walk or bike, but the college shuttles aren't timed in a way that would allow us to see a concert there. The shuttles leave Harrisburg at 8 p.m., the same time or earlier than an opener goes on stage. The majority of the bars with live music seem to be 21+, and when there is all-ages music, students are not being properly informed. The fact of the matter is, we shouldn't have to leave campus for music. I've talked to a few students, just in my dorm, who would love the opportunity to share their music with others, and would do it entirely for free. From DJs to forming rock groups, all they're interested in is showing their peers their talent and making their hours of practice worth something. One student even argued that he should be paying us for giving him somewhere to play his music. With such enthusiasm and the low cost, why isn't our college giving musically inclined students somewhere to perform while simultaneously entertaining students with something that all people, young and old, are interested in? If our school had some sort of open mic night, then students who enjoyed all kinds of music genres would be able to find local bands to support, and students would be able to see their friends perform. With the mixture of different types of music, people may be able to learn to appreciate a new genre that perhaps they had never been exposed to before. Although our school makes an effort by having event advisory boards, there still seems to be a disconnect between what the students want for entertainment and the events that are provided for them. It seems so simple and economical to have students and local performers play here. Not only would it give our school more of a community feeling, but it would also allow students an opportunity to support their friends, which means that it's very unlikely to be poorly attended. I must admit that this weekend's events seem much more interesting. I myself have or plan on visiting a few of them. There is even an open mic night sponsored by the Treehouse, so perhaps I judge too soon, and Dickinson is on its way to providing more quality entertainment for its students.